You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to our podcast. Today we're joined by two key members of the Hive Mind team who bring their unique experience and perspectives to a conversation that promises to be very interesting. Without further ado, let's welcome them and let the conversation begin.
Today we're exploring a really mind-bending idea. It's about the future of our economy, right? Where renewable energy meets, well, cryptocurrency. Our mission really is to imagine a world with a new kind of digital money. Let's call it Lightyear's coin. And this coin isn't backed by, you know, regular money. It's generated directly by energy itself. So the big questions are, how would that even work? Could your house literally make money? And what happens if, like, how much energy you make changes your financial situation? Let's get into it.
Yeah, it's a huge shift to think about. To really get it, you first have to look at how things work now. Our current economy, well, money creation is pretty centralized, fiat-based. Energy is obviously crucial, but money isn't, you know, directly created when a solar panel makes electricity. It's more indirect through markets and stuff.
Right, that's the key difference here. We're talking about a complete pivot. Imagine every single kilowatt hour, say from solar or wind, directly becoming this light year's coin. It's like your energy meter doesn't just track usage, it tracks creation too. If you're making clean energy at home, why couldn't that energy be, well, money? Or at least directly convertible?
Exactly. That flips the whole idea of value on its head. Energy is tangible, essential. So the question is, how do we give it immediate transactional value? In this kind of future, generating energy is almost like, I don't know, mining gold, but it's clean, it's decentralized, and it instantly becomes this digital currency.
Okay, so if energy literally is currency, how does it move around? I'm picturing like Lightyear's coin just flowing super easily, maybe instantly, from big solar farms, maybe straight to people, to businesses. Think about Tobias,
yeah.
Young guy, works part-time at a cafe, maybe gets paid partly in dollars, partly in Lightyear's coin. That changes the whole idea of a paycheck.
Absolutely. And it goes way beyond just wages. Businesses would have to totally rethink their finances. Maybe run like two sets of books, one for dollars, one for Lightyear's coin. And think about inflation. It'd be different. The value of this coin is tied to actual energy generation and use, not just, you know, printing money. Sure, it could still fluctuate, maybe based on energy markets, but the pressures are different. And what's really key here is tying wages directly to energy. Output, usage. For that to work, you'd need trust. Transparency, that's where blockchain comes in. A secure ledger tracking every bit of energy from creation right through to someone's pay.
Yeah, blockchain for transparency, that makes a lot of sense. It feels necessary, really. But what about, like, everyday life? How does this change things for regular people? You mentioned it could sort of gamify the economy. That sounds interesting.
It really could. It creates incentives, right? Think about your energy use not just as a bill, but almost like a game. Points, rewards. Maybe young people looking for work earn some money, sure, but also energy credits. And these credits, they could unlock real things. Discounts on an EV, maybe, or free charging for your scooter. It definitely taps into a younger generation that's already comfortable with tech and, you know, cares about sustainability.
And homes becoming power plants.
Yeah, exactly. Homes as mini energy power plants. We'll be right back.
taking a brief pause, if you enjoy our content, I want to mention that you can find a list of smartwatches with built-in data analytics that monitor your health and provide you with real-time insights. This is the closest thing to the technology we can integrate into our future payment method. For my main barrier, I'll leave you the referral link. If you're a visual person, you can check out our newsletter at hivemind.ghost.io. HTTP. Hivemind.ghost.io/. It's Article 2, titled The Story of a Company and a Worker in the New Energy Economy. Subscribe to our newsletter to check out our content. At the end of the blog, you'll find reference products. You can also find the specifications in this podcast. Thanks.
Solar panels, maybe small turbines, any extra energy you generate, sell it back to the grid. Your house is now actually generating income for you. It's not just a side thing. It could change how we even value property. Is it a good energy producer?
Wow, that reframes so much, doesn't it? It suggests a huge shift in how we think about our money. Energy stops being just another bill you have to pay, becomes an asset, something valuable, something you can trade. So your decisions, save, spend, might actually start aligning with, like, the current energy market price.
Yeah.
A sunny day isn't just nice weather. It's literally making you money.
Exactly. And if energy is an asset, what about credit? You could start seeing energy-based credit cards emerge. Your credit score might not just depend on paying bills, but on how consistently you generate clean energy. That could totally change who gets access to loans, capital. It could directly reward sustainable living with financial benefits.
Tying credit to clean energy generation. That's a powerful idea. And you think this isn't just like way off in the future. With renewables and smart cities moving so fast, you reckon we could see tests in, what, 10, 15 years?
I think elements of it, yeah. It's plausible. The tech is moving fast. But, and this is a big but, for it to work properly, governments have to be involved, heavily involved. You need rules, strong regulations to make sure energy trading is fair, stable, you know, prevent daming the system.
Yeah.
And managing that transition away from just relying on traditional money, that's complex. The whole definition of income could change. A big chunk might come from energy you generate, not just your salary. That impacts everything. Taxes, social support, everything.
It's wild to think about. Walking into a coffee shop and paying for your coffee with energy your roof made that morning. It just changes the fundamental nature of buying things, of interacting with the economy.
It's a transformative vision, definitely. Complex, yes, lots of hurdles. But the basic building blocks, the tech, the ideas, they're already kind of here. It's really a case of connecting the dots that already exist.
So we've taken quite a journey there, imagining this future where energy is currency, how it could reshape finance, work, just our daily lives. And as you said, the seeds are sort of already planted. It's about seeing those connections. So maybe something for you, the listener, to think about. If this future started tomorrow, what's one thing you might change about how you use or generate energy? What steps could you even imagine taking? It's worth reflecting on energy not just as a cost, but maybe, just maybe, as a future asset and what your role might be.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.